1978年2月
February 1978
一个寒冷的夜晚
One cold night
美国加利福尼亚州有5名有特殊障碍的青年
Five young people with special needs in California, USA
以一种完全离奇的方式凭空消失了
Disappeared completely and inexplicably
他们原本第二天要参加一场特殊人士
They were originally supposed to attend a special event the next day.
篮球锦标赛，前一晚连比赛队服都已经提前准备好。
The night before the basketball tournament, the team uniforms were already prepared.
可那个晚上，
But that night,
5人没有一个回到家中。
None of the 5 people returned home.
更让人无法理解的是，
What is even more incomprehensible is
接下来发生的一切超出了所有人的认知。
What happened next was beyond anyone's comprehension.
至今没人能给出合理解释。
So far, no one has been able to provide a satisfactory explanation.
首先，我们来介绍一下这5名青年。
First, let's introduce these 5 young people.
他们都住在加州尤巴城附近。
They all live near Yuba City, California.
是热爱运动、关系亲密的好朋友。
I love sports and have close friends.
他们的家人表示，
Their family members said,
5人都存在不同程度的身心障碍。
All 5 have different degrees of physical and mental disabilities.
其中2人， 特德和杰克·胡德被判定为轻度智力障碍。
Two of them, Ted and Chuck, were found to have mild intellectual disabilities.
另外2人，
The two of them,
比尔·斯特林和杰克·马德鲁加存在学习障碍。
Bill Sterling and Jack Maddux both have learning disabilities.
也就是智力发育稍缓。
That is, the intellectual development is slightly slower.
最后一人，加里，是退伍军人。
The last person, Gary, is a veteran.
他在德国服役期间遭遇变故。
He encountered an accident during his service in Germany.
被诊断为偏执型精神障碍。
Diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia.
需要长期接受心理治疗。
Need long-term psychological treatment.
他并非先天患病。
He was not born with a congenital disease.
但精神状态一直不算稳定。
But his mental state has always been unstable.
好在到1978年时，
Fortunately, by the 1970s,
他已经坚持规律服药。
He has been taking medication regularly.
主治医生甚至称赞他是恢复效果最好的患者之一。
The attending physician even praised him as one of the best recovering patients.
没错。
Right?
这5个人都有各自的精神或智力方面的障碍。
These 5 people all had some kind of mental or intellectual disability.
但这绝不代表他们与社会脱节，无法独立生活。
However, this does not mean that they are isolated from society and unable to live independently.
5人空闲时，
5 people are idle.
要么一起打篮球，
Either play basketball together.
要么看球赛，
Either watch the game or.
他们都是当地一家康复机构组建的盖特威鳄鱼队的队员。
They are all members of the Gateway Alligators, a team formed by a rehabilitation center in the local area.
他们都和家人同住。
They all live with their families.
也都有自己的工作。
They all have their own jobs.
有人做园艺。
They are doing gardening.
有人在餐厅洗碗打扫。
Someone is washing dishes and cleaning in the restaurant.
靠着体力，
Relying on strength,
劳动，
Labor,
自食其力，
Self-reliance.
他们不是被贴上障碍标签就无法自理的人。
They are not people who cannot take care of themselves just because they have been labeled as disabled.
相反，是互相扶持。
Instead, they support each other.
积极融入社会的普通人。
Ordinary people who actively integrate into society.
时间。
Time.
回到1978年2月24日。
Return to February 24, 1978.
星期五。
Friday.
这几个年轻人心里只有一件事。
These young people only have one thing in their minds.
第二天的篮球赛。
Second day of basketball game.
2月25日。
February 25th.
他们将代表盖特威鳄鱼队出战锦标赛。
They will represent the Gateway Crocodiles team in the tournament.
只要拿下冠军，
They won the championship.
全队就能获得去洛杉矶免费度假一周的奖励。
The whole team can get a free week-long vacation in Los Angeles.
他们激动的前一晚就把球衣球鞋全部整理妥当。
The night before the game, they carefully packed up their jerseys and shoes.
家人们也都清楚。
Everyone knows.
儿子们绝对不可能故意错过这场比赛。
My sons absolutely would not have missed the game.
也正因为如此。
That's why.
周五傍晚。
Friday evening.
五人商量好一件事。去距离尤巴城约80公里的城市观看一场大学篮球比赛，放松心情，为第二天的比赛预热。
Five friends decided to go to a city about 80 kilometers away from Yuba City to watch a college basketball game in order to relax and prepare for the next day's game.
一行人中只有两个人有驾照。
Only two people in the group have a driver's license.
一个是最年轻的加里马蒂亚斯。
He is the youngest of the Gallagher brothers.
另一个是杰克马德鲁加，当晚开车的。
Ling Yi Ji Shi Jai Ki Mar De Lu Jir Dang Wan Kai Chi Der.
正是杰克，驾驶的。
It was driven by the Czechs.
是一辆1969年款的轿车。
It is a 1969 model car.
当天傍晚6:30左右。
Around 6:30 p.m. that day.
五人从尤巴城出发。
Five people set out from the bar city.
一路顺利抵达目的地。
Safe arrival at the destination.
对他们来说。
For them.
这个夜晚一开始无比美好。
This night started with a beautiful beginning.
路途顺畅。
Smooth journey.
比赛精彩，支持的球队还赢了球。
The match was exciting, and the supported team also won the ball.
晚上10:00。
10 p.m.
他们踏上返程。
They set off on their return journey.
离开。
Leave.
之前，几人刚好赶上市中心。
A few people just happened to be in the city center.
一家超市关门。
A supermarket closed.
在收银员有些不耐烦的催促下。
Under the impatient urging of the cashier.
买了些路上吃的零食。
Bought some snacks to eat on the road.
放着音乐。
Put on some music.
开开心心往家赶。
Happily heading home.
没人想到，那个超市收银员是最后一个见过他们活着的人。
No one thought that the supermarket cashier was the last person to see them alive.
五个年轻人上车驶离。
Five young people got into the car and drove away.
彻底消失在夜色中。
Completely disappear into the night.
他们自己都不知道。
They don't know themselves.
这是他们最后一次被人看见。
This was the last time they were seen.
按照正常路线
，Following the normal route，
他们从关塞蒂沿萨克拉门托谷直行，1小时左右就能到家。
They can drive about an hour to get home from the viewing area along the Sacramento Valley.
可第二天早上
The next morning,
家人们发现五人一个都没回来。
Everyone noticed that five people had disappeared.
连他们开的车也不见踪影。
Even their cars are nowhere to be seen.
家人们互相打电话确认后立刻报了警。
After confirming with each other, a family immediately reported the incident to the police.
但在当时
At that time,
成年人失踪的前24小时
The first 24 hours of an adult's disappearance,
警方通常不会按紧急案件处理
Police usually don't handle emergencies.
只是安抚家属
Just to reassure the families,
觉得他们可能只是出去玩了。
I think they might just be out for a walk.
直到天黑，五人依旧没有消息。
Until night fell, the five people still had no news.
也没有任何联系。
There is no connection.
警方才正式立案，列为失踪人员。
The police have officially listed him as a missing person.
搜救队
Rescue team
立刻沿着他们返程的主干道展开搜索
Immediately begin searching along the main road they were returning on.
可一连好几天没有发现任何踪迹
It may take several days or even weeks to find any trace.
五个人连同车子就像人间蒸发了一样。
Five people and their car disappeared without a trace.
直到1978年2月28日。
On February 28, 1978,
一件离奇的事发生了。临济县的一名护林员。
An odd thing happened in Lindsay County, a forest ranger.
发现几天前巡逻时看到的一辆废弃轿车和报纸上刊登的失踪青年所开车辆完全一致。
I found that the abandoned car I saw a few days ago and the car that the missing youth was driving as reported in the newspaper were exactly the same.
立刻通知了警方。
Immediately notified the police.
这本该是个好消息。
This should have been good news.
可一个巨大的疑点出现了，车确实是他们的。
However, a huge doubt emerged. The car was indeed theirs.
但停放的位置和观赛地
But the parking location and the viewing area
他们的家完全是相反方向。
Their houses are completely in opposite directions.
车子被扔在东北部的山区普罗莫斯国家森林里一条偏僻的小路边。
The car was abandoned on a remote dirt road in the northeastern Promos National Forest.
这里和他们的目的地毫无关联。
This is completely unrelated to their destination.
完全是背道而驰。
Completely deviated from the original intention.
车辆被找到，非但没有解开谜团
The car was found, but it didn't solve the mystery.
反而让整件事变得更加诡异
This made the whole thing even more bizarre.
停放车辆的这条路
This road for parking vehicles.
冬季常年被积雪封闭
Winter is often covered with snow.
是崎岖的土路
It's a bumpy dirt road.
海拔约1300米
Approximately 1300 meters above sea level
刚好是积雪线附近
Right at the snow line
换句话说
In other words
车子再往前开一点就会被雪堆挡住
If you drive the car a little further it will be blocked by the snow drift
根本无法前进
I can't move forward
可问题是
The problem is,
他们为什么要开到这里来
Why did they come here?
所有人都想不通
Everyone is puzzled
就连家属也断言自己的孩子
Even the family members insisted that their child
绝对不会无缘无故把车开上。
I will never drive my car without a reason.
深山，杰克的母亲更是反复强调，儿子最讨厌寒冷。
Pete Jack's mother repeatedly emphasized that her son hated the cold.
绝不可能主动往雪山里跑。
It's absolutely impossible to run into the mountains.
当下最重要的是仔细勘察现场，寻找线索。
The most important thing now is to carefully examine the scene for clues.
首先
First,
车没有上锁。
The car is not locked.
有一扇车窗还半开着。车
A car with its window partially open.
周围没有任何人为痕迹。
There are no signs of human activity nearby.
车子看起来完好。
The car looks good.
没有任何机械故障。
No mechanical failure.
警方找不到车钥匙。
Police can't find the car key.
直接搭线点火。
No ignition.
车子一次就启动了，油箱里还有四分之一的汽油。
The car started right away, and there was still a quarter of a tank of gas in the tank.
也就是说
That is to say,
即便没有雪地胎
Even without snow tires,
这辆车当时完全可以继续行驶。
This car could have continued to drive.
就算遇到薄雪，也能轻松开出去。
Even in heavy snow, it can be easily driven out.
车上还有五个成年男性。
There are five adult men in the car.
完全有能力把车开走。
Completely capable of driving away.
车内还留下了不少关键线索。
There are also many key clues left in the car.
前排座位上放着那场大学篮球赛的节目册。
On the front row, there was a program book for the college basketball game.
证明他们确实去看了球。
Prove that they really watched the game.
还有超市买的零食包装袋。
Also, supermarket ready tea packaging bags,
空气
add,
水瓶
water bottle,
糖果纸
candy paper,
牛奶盒等，手套箱里
in the boxes of milk cartons and other boxes,
甚至有一张没开封的地图
there is even a map that has not been opened.
说明他们明明有路线图，却根本没用。
Explain that they have a roadmap but don't use it.
最奇怪的是
The strangest thing is
车钥匙不见了
The car key is missing.
有人猜测是不是车坏了
Some people speculate that the car broke down.
他们下车求助
They got off the bus and asked for help.
可车没锁，窗没关
The car door and window are not locked.
车子还能正常启动。
The car can still start normally.
这个说法完全站不住脚。
This statement is completely unfounded.
种种矛盾的细节
Various contradictory details.
让调查人员一头雾水
Confuse the investigators.
不知道该从何查起
I don't know where to start.
就在搜救工作准备全面展开时
Just when the rescue work was about to begin
一场强暴风雪突然来袭
A sudden and violent blizzard struck
积雪厚度达到25到30厘米
The snow depth has reached 25 to 30 centimeters
即便之前留下痕迹
Even if there were traces left behind
也被大雪彻底覆盖
Also completely covered by snow
深山积雪太厚搜救行动被迫暂停工作人员甚至自己都有迷路风险
The search and rescue operation for the snow queen in the deep mountains has been forced to suspend due to heavy snowfall and even the rescuers themselves face the risk of getting lost
只能暂时停止搜索
can only temporarily stop the search
没有线索
No clues.
没有方向。
No direction.
想要找到五个人。
To find five people.
几乎成了不可能完成的任务。
It has almost become an impossible task.
期间。
During the period.
警方接到过一些举报电话。
The police have received several reports.
可大多是不实信息。
Most of them are false information.
根本没有参考价值。
There is no reference value.
时间一天天过去。
Time goes by day by day.
五人依旧杳无音信。
Five people are still missing.
整座森林被大雪覆盖。
The entire forest was covered in snow.
只有等到冬去春来，积雪融化。
Only when the winter has passed and the snow has melted.
才有可能找到他们的踪迹。
This is the only way to find their whereabouts.
警方扩大搜索范围。
Police expand search area.
排查森林小路。
Troubleshoot the forest path.
甚至出动直升机。
Even deploying helicopters.
搜寻，依旧。
Still searching.
一无所获。
Nothing.
就这样。
That's it.
时间来到1978年6月，春末。
The time was late June of 1978.
积雪融化。
Snow melts.
有人在森林里探险时。
While exploring in the forest.
有了一个令人心碎的发现。
I made a heartbreaking discovery.
1978年6月4日
June 4, 1978,
一群年轻人骑越野摩托进入普鲁莫斯国家森林深处，抵达了一处森林消防营地。
A group of young people on off-road motorcycles arrived at a forest fire camp deep in the Promos National Forest.
这里位于山顶。
Located on the mountain top.
夏天
Summer.
是消防员和护林员的驻地。
It is the residence of firefighters and forest rangers.
冬天则完全空置。
In winter, it is completely empty.
可这一年冬天
This winter,
这里并不空。
There is no vacancy.
其中
Among them,
一个年轻人发现营地集装箱的玻璃有破损。
A young man found that the glass of the container in the campsite was broken.
往里一看。
Look inside.
竟看到一具腐烂的遗体，立刻报警。
I saw a corpse that was already rotting and immediately called the police.
这具遗体正是五名失踪者中年纪最大的特德，失踪。
This body is the one of the five missing people, namely Ted, who is the oldest.
整整三个半月，等来的却是这样的结果。
It took a whole 3.5 months, and the result was just like this.
法医检查特德的遗体时，
When the forensic team examined Ted's body,
发现了更加诡异的情况。
Discovered something even more bizarre.
32
years old,
岁，身高一米
1.8 meters tall,
八，体重90公斤的特德遗体仅剩40公斤。
With a weight of 90 kilograms, Ted's body has only 40 kilograms left.
今，瘦的只剩一副骨。
The only thing left was a skeleton.
加，更离奇的是。
Even more strangely,
是他仰面躺在集装箱里的小床上。
He lay on his back in the small bed inside the container,
全身被八层床单严严实实地裹住。
Wrapped in 8 layers of tightly woven bed sheets,
像被人包裹起来一样。
Like being wrapped in something.
据描述，这个姿势和包裹方式。
Based on the description of this posture and packaging,
他自己绝对做不到。
He absolutely couldn't do it himself.
尸检
Autopsy
结果显示
The results showed that
特德的死因是饥饿和失温。
The cause of death was starvation and hypothermia.
他去世时
When he passed away,
身上只穿了一件薄体恤和一条长裤。
Wearing only a thin t-shirt and long pants.
没有鞋子。
No shoes.
只穿着袜子。
Wearing only socks.
最让人震惊的是
The most shocking thing is,
他的胡须长得很长。
His beard is very long.
加莲说
Jane said,
他出门前刚刮过胡子。
He just finished shaving his beard before going out.
按胡须长度判断
Based on beard length,
他在山里存活了。
He survived in the mountains.
大约十周。体重锐减一半多，也足以证明他忍饥挨饿了数周。
A weight loss of about half in about 10 weeks is enough to prove that he has been starving for several weeks.
如果能早一点找到他
，If I could have found him earlier,
他很可能活下来。
He is likely to survive.
可问题来了
，Here comes the problem.
如果特德活了将近三个月。
If Ted had lived for almost 3 months,
那其他人呢？为什么没人帮他？
Where are the others? Why didn't they help him?
没人救他。
No one is saving him.
答案在接下来的几天。
The answer will be in the next few days.
你陆续揭晓。
Gradually revealed.
特德被发现后。
After Ted was discovered,
警方加大了集装箱到汽车地点之间的搜索力度。
Police have increased their search efforts between the container and the car park.
很快
Soon,
在20公里路程的中段森林小路旁
On the forest road in the middle of a 20-kilometer stretch,
发现了另外两人的遗骸
Found 2 more bodies.
分别是杰克
Jack,
马德鲁加和比尔斯特林
Madrugarger and Bill Stein
两人的遗体都被野生动物破坏
Both bodies were destroyed by wild animals
法医鉴定
Forensic identification
他们同样死于失温
They also died from hypothermia
死亡时间大概率是失踪
It is highly likely that the time of death is the time of disappearance.
当晚，或是失踪后的
At night or after.
最初几天
The first few days.
也许是其中一人先倒下
Maybe one of them fell first.
另一人不愿离开
The other person doesn't want to leave.
最终两人一起遭遇
Finally, the two of them encountered each other.
不幸，两天后。
Unfortunately, 2 days later.
六月七日。
June 7th.
五人中最年轻的杰克·胡德也被找到。
The youngest of the five, Jack Hood, was also found.
发现他的正是他的亲生父亲，杰克的遗体。
The discovery was made by his own father.Jack's corpse.
在距离集装箱约3公里的森林里
In a forest about 3 kilometers from the container.
同样死于失温
Also died from hypothermia.
接连发现的遗体证实
The successive discoveries of bodies confirm.
五人全都在深山里冻饿离世
5 people all dying in the deep mountains.
但还有一个人家里
But there was still one person's house.
阿迪亚斯活不见人死不见尸
Matthias is alive, but no one can see him.
无论搜救人员怎么努力
No matter how hard the rescue workers try,
都没有找到家里的任何踪迹
I couldn't find any trace of my home.
在集装箱附近
Near the container,
警方还发现了一些耐人寻味的物品。
The police also found some interesting items.
在集装箱约400米外的路边。
On the roadside, about 400 meters away from the container.
找到三条护林员用的羊毛毯和一个手电筒。
Found three wool blankets used by forest rangers and a flashlight.
手电筒开关是关闭的。
The flashlight switches off.
没人知道是谁，什么时候留在这里的。
No one knows who left here and when.
而最诡异的发现
The most bizarre discovery
就在集装箱里，有精神障碍的家里。
There was a family with mental illness in the container.
活不见人
To live a life that no one knows about.
死不见尸
No body, no death.
可他的球鞋却出现在集装箱里，就放在特德躺的床边。
But his shoes were found in a container and placed next to Ted's bed.
但特德自己脚上没有任何鞋子。
But Ted had no shoes on his feet.
这让人不由得猜测。
This makes one wonder.
是不是家里和特德一起逃到集装箱？
Did they escape to the container with their family and Teddy?
家里的鞋湿了。
My shoes are wet.
特德穿上他的鞋出去求救。
Ted put on his shoes and went out to seek help.
而家里再也没有回来。
And the house never returned.
这个疑点成了这起案件最大的谜团之一。
This mystery has become one of the biggest mysteries in this case.
至今无解。
Still unsolved.
而整件事最恐怖。
The scariest thing about the whole thing is.
最违背常理的地方。
The most unbelievable thing.
也在这个集装箱里。这个森林服务站的集装箱本
There is also a forest service station container in this container.
就是为紧急情况准备的避难所，里面装满了生存物资。
The shelter prepared for emergencies was filled with survival supplies.
是困在山里最安全。
The safest place to be in the mountains is
最理想的藏身地。
The ideal hiding place.
里面有充足的食物储备。
There is ample food reserves.
还有美军制式的应急食品罐头。
There are also U.S. style emergency food cans.
警方勘查发现。
The police investigation revealed that.
特德等人所在的集装箱里，有36个罐头被打开吃掉了。
In the container, there were 36 cans of food that were opened and eaten by Ted and others.
也就是说
That is to say,
特德和加里找到这里后
After Ted found it at home,
是吃过这些罐头的
I've eaten these cans before.
而且这里的食物储备足够一个人吃一年以上。
And the food reserves here are enough for one person to eat for more than a year.
除此之外
In addition,
集装箱的厨房区域有连接外部丙烷罐的灶台和取暖设备。
The kitchen area of the container has a stove and heating device connected to external propane tanks.
只要打开阀门
Once the valve is opened,
里面就会温暖如春
It will be warm and spring-like.
还能做饭
Still able to cook.
救援人员检查时发现阀门取暖
Rescuers found that the valve was warm when they checked it.
设备
Equipment
丙烷罐全部完好
All cans are intact.
满记可用
Available.
这里物资齐全
Here, the supplies are complete.
他们完全可以在这里安全住上好几个月。
They can definitely stay here safely for several months.
退一步说
Take a step back.
就算他们不会用设备，集装箱里也有大量火柴、现成的木柴、桌椅、家具。
Even if they don't use the equipment, there are a lot of matches and ready-made wood, tables, chairs, and furniture in the equipment containers.
哪怕随便点一把火也能取暖。
Even a simple fire can provide warmth.
不至于冻死。
It won't freeze to death.
可现场证据显示。
The evidence presented at the scene shows that
一根火柴都没划过。
Not a single match has been used.
取暖炉
Heater
从未点燃过。
Never been lit.
明明有充足的食物。
Even though there is plenty of food.
可以使用的取暖设备。
Heating devices that can be used.
能点火的木柴。
Kindling.
所有能救命的东西都触手可及。
All the things that could save you are within reach.
特德却还是饿死冻死在这里。
But Ted still died of hunger and cold here.
这完全不符合逻辑。
This is completely illogical.
也让调查人员和家属们崩溃不已。
It also caused great frustration and despair for investigators and families.
无数疑问。
Countless questions.
至今没有答案。
So far, there is no answer.
这五个人到底遭遇了什么？
What did these five people experience?
为什么要把能开的车丢弃在深山？
Why throw a car that can be driven into the deep mountains?
为什么不沿原路返回？
Why not return the same way?
反而往深山更深处走。
Instead, go deeper into the mountains.
明明有吃有喝。
Despite having food and drink.
有取暖设备。
There is a heating device.
特德为什么会死于饥饿和食温？家里到底去了哪里？
Why did Ted die of starvation? And where did Stone go?
为什么永远消失？
Why does it disappear forever?
当时警方甚至拿着家里的照片。
At that time, the police even took photos of the house.
在周边的心理康复机构排查，猜测他可能精神状态不稳。
After investigating the surrounding mental health institutions, it was speculated that he might be in a state of mental instability.
独自走回了城镇。
Walked back to the town alone.
可始终没有任何线索。
There is always no trace.
这起案件，官方调查至今仍未结案。
This case is still under official investigation and has not been resolved.
因为没有发现他杀痕迹。
Because there were no signs of foul play.
家里始终失踪。
The house is always empty.
所有细节都无法形成完整逻辑链。
All details cannot form a complete logical chain.
案件无法关闭。
The case cannot be closed.
在美国。
In the United States.
警方记录中。
In police records.
永远定格为神秘失踪与死亡事件。
Forever frozen in the mystery of disappearance and death.
直到今天
Until today,
依旧没有人能合理解释这一切
Still, no one could explain it.
每一个细节都透着诡异和不解
Every detail exudes an eerie and inexplicable atmosphere.